This is hot off the press. Started working on this at 10 a.m. this morning. And I really didn't have clear direction and was not settled until this morning. I knew what the subject matter was, and I knew generally where to go. But you get in the zone. And I got in the zone after the cup of coffee this morning. And my son called from Israel and wished us things. And Amelie sent him something to saying, what is he doing bothering Israel? Ian, the storm Ian is threatening, you know, that's the name of my son. So she blamed him for it. And so we just finished singing a song, right? And this was from him. I had to write it on top of the message. It really would be great. Can you hand me the pointers in the front? And can you go to Shabbat services, to messages, I'm sorry, 2022, and put the PDF of this on? I failed to do that. And it would be great. So I wrote on the very top here, shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. And so in looking at the scripture in Psalm 47 is called the coronation psalm. The coronation psalm. And it reads this way in the TLV. For the music director, a psalm for the sons of Korah. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout with the voice of joy. For Adonai Elyon is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and puts nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the glory of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has gone up amidst shouting. Adonai amidst the sound of the shofar. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises to God. Sing with a skillful song. God reigns over the nations. God sits upon his holy throne. The princes of the people are gathered as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God, and he is greatly exalted. In the Kol Simcha major directory on the left, or on the left, if you look, there's messages. Click on messages and it'll open a list of years. Click on 2022. And the very top one should be Teruah La Adonai PDF. I want to ask a question. How biblical is it to shout to the Lord? Very. I'm so glad that you know already. I'm so glad that you feel that way already. Because I want to ask a question. Does it really mean to shout aloud? Yes. Is Adonai hard of hearing? No. I think that even without verifying the concept biblically, you know. You're already saying to me, there must be something about it. Because in our knower, in the inside, in our knower, we know that it's right. It's the right thing to do. Indeed, shouting to Adonai is absolutely in Scripture. In fact, tonight starts a one-day opportunity to do so during his holy festival. No luck? Okay. Well, it's not to be. So I'll just share it this way. This psalm, this Psalm 47, is a coronation of a king. This is a particular song. It's a song. It's a psalm. A song that was played when David was crowned as king. He wrote the music. And it was also played when Solomon was installed as king. Let me briefly look at the Hebrew here. It's not on the website, John. Not on the website. If it's not there, then it's not. It's in my computer, but that's okay. Now, let me go back to the Hebrew here. And I had wanted to show you the Hebrew so that you can see it. But that's okay. Just hear it for a second. The verse 2 says, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout unto God with a voice of joy. That translation is literally correct. Literally, absolutely correct. Okay? The Hebrew says in verse Bet, second verse of Tehillim 47. Kol ha'amim tekiu kaf hariu le'elohim bekol de'na. Now, let me go through the words in Scripture. The first word was kol ha'amim. Kol ha'amim, kol means all, and am means people. Am. So, amim is peoples. But it's not just any peoples. It's his people. Kol ha'amim doesn't refer to just people. It refers to his people. That's what the Bible uses, that word, am. Or Am Adonai. It means all his people. The second is Tiku Kaf. Okay? Tiku Kaf. It's a compound word. The Tiku has the same root as Tekiah. And the root Tekiah is one of the sounds that he's going to make today. Okay? One of the sounds that the Tokiah is going to make. The first one is one of the sounds is, you know, Tekiah, Shevarim, Teruah, Tekiah, Tekiah. That's the sound. It's one of the sounds that the shofar makes. The Dafka Writer Dictionary renders it as to give a blast on an instrument, and it is masculine, plural, and imperative. Okay, let me say that again. Masculine, plural, so a plural means multiple instruments even, okay? And it's imperative. That means that it's not a suggestion. It's a command. And the word kaf is with your hands. Okay, so to make like the sound of an instrument, like a brass instrument, like a shofar, but with your hands, and it's not a suggestion. It is not a suggestion. The third word is hariu. We actually know that word because we've been singing a song called Roni Roni. Roni Roni Batzion hariu Israel simchi ve'alzi ve'kolev bat Yerushalayim. So that, which is in the song, Roni Batzion, means shout aloud, Israel. Because when you hear the English, Paul Wilbert sings the English, says, rejoice, rejoice, daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, all Israel. The literal meaning is to make a loud shout. Okay, so the Lord is calling for a loud shout. Now, I'm hard of hearing as I get older. These are problems that I had in the military, which I served 6 years. And there was no ear protection when you were shooting the rifles and things like that. And the machine guns and the tanks and all those things. So my brother-in-law, who was a tanker, and I, who was I was not supposed to be combat arms. But somehow that kind of happened. Okay, that kind of happened. And I ended up having 2 summer camps under combat arms training for the Vietnam War. So I shot lots of weapons, and it would take 2 or 3 days the ringing to go away. Well, that ringing has caused some damage, so I don't necessarily hear everything that's being said. And the more you mumble, the less I hear. Sometimes I think Marilyn would want to say to me, "I'm not sure that you're really not you're not hearing." What's going on is you're not listening. You're not listening to me, okay? But Hario being part of the chorus of the familiar song means shout aloud. Then the next word says Le Elohim, which is familiar to you. Le means two, and Elohim is God. And finally, it says Bekol. You know the word kol, kol simcha, that same word, okay? Be means with voice. And dina, which is the last word, means to shout literally. This is from the dictionary. To shout in triumph. To sound the trumpet. To signal, and it's masculine, plural, and imperative. Okay? To shout in triumph. To sound the trumpet or the shofar. And in to signal is for a signal purpose. Verse 6, okay, of the same said, in he God has gone up amidst shouting. Adonai amidst the sound of the shofar. Okay, verse 6 is the sound and shofar together. Sound and shofar together. That's Yom Teruah. Yom Teruah is the day of the sound of the shofar and the shouting together. Again, I took the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it says, Allah Elohim, okay? Allah Elohim ve Teruah Adonai be called shofar. At least you heard something that you understand, right? Call, sound or voice, like called simcha, shofar. Sound of the shofar. The sound of the shofar here is clear. That's what it says. Allah is from the word aliyah, which means to go up. Right? To make aliyah means to go up. So it says, Allah Adonai be with teruah. With teruah. With teruah. With this, in the previous thing, we read tekiah. Here we read teruah. Teruah is the sound of the shofar, okay, that is short. There's 9 of them. And they cause, if you hear for long, it causes something inside. Because this was the sound of war. This was the particular sound. It's the sound of the shofar that was made to warn the camp that there was problems. When that sounded, it's like, wah! You heard that, you know. We don't hear anymore, but in Israel, you better understand, when that comes on, you have 10 seconds to get in the bomb shelter. Let me say that again. This is where my family lives. My family lives in Israel. They have to all train, wherever they are in the house, when they hear the sound of that, that which is loud, they have 10 seconds. That means they practice it, by the way. The baby and everybody. They have 10 seconds to get in the bomb shelter and close it up. We have been in Sderot. Sderot is like less than 10 miles from that area that's a problem where the Palestinians live. When we went, and you can ask those that went, and Joe and Stephanie and Marilyn and Amelise and I were part of that group that did go, we ended up going to Sderot. And we got there a day after a bomb had exploded. And the guy that was the guide, this is all like God orchestrating. The children couldn't meet in the schools because it was too dangerous, so they met in the fields. And we brought each of those children, we brought them presence. And so we divide it into groups of two or three, and all of Unity, male and female, went and entertained one of the grades and brought a present to each one of those children. The guide in the bus, when we got back on the bus, said, "I would be most honored if you come to my house." So when we came into Sderot, he told the driver, because we said yes, resounding yes. And the tour guide said, "Yeah, of course." So the bus had a hard time because he had to get around this big hole of where the bomb had gone. And we went, and they even had an accordion. Yeah. And they made food for us. And we sat outside, and he got a guitar, and someone else got something else. And we sang hymns of joy with them in their home. Here's the deal. Where do you put 40 people? The day before, there was a big crater on it was just on the other side. This is very close to the war zone. So when everybody said yes, the tour guide came over personally to me and said, "You know what you're asking?" I said, "Yes." "Are you willing to have this entire group be in trouble if they decide to start bombing?" And I said, "Yes." I took the responsibility. Someone had to. So I took the responsibility for Joe and Stephanie and Marilyn and I'm Elise and everybody else. And we were there in the war zone. We spent 2 days there in that region. We visited an old folks' home that had mostly Holocaust survivors that also had the people were in shock. And so we went there, danced before them, and then the kids, the young people, went around and sat with each one of those that were present, held their hands, and loved on them. That's what we did. Instead of going to beautiful sights and what have you, this is what we did when we were there. Look, right here in this verse, together is the word teruah, the word called sound of the shofar, and that Adonai ascends to his resting place with the sound of the shofar, the teruah sound, and with the sound of the people. In Revelation, John saw the following. It says, "After these things I looked, and there was before me a door standing open in the heaven. And the voice like a trumpet, a voice like a trumpet, which I had heard speaking with me before, said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after these things.' Instantly, I was in the spirit, and there before me in heaven stood a throne, and on the throne someone was sitting." And if you continue reading in chapter 4, you find out that it's the throne of Yeshua. The throne room that Moses got a picture of. That's what he's seen. The trumpet that John heard was the sound of Adonai's shofar. The trumpet that is described as a trumpet in the English was actually the sound of Adonai's shofar. Adonai has a shofar. Adonai has a shofar. It tells us about it in Exodus 19. In other words, this is a direct reference to the Feast of Trumpets. This is a direct reference to the Feast of Trumpets, to Yom Teruah, which is what today is. Yom Teruah was speaking with John. Yom Teruah was speaking with John. The day of the awakening and the loud shout, which is what, what this is about in the book of Revelation is what happens in Yom Teruah. It's the day of awakening and a loud shout. It is similar to the experience of the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. In Exodus 19, verse 18 and 19, it says, "Now the entire mountain of Sinai was in smoke because Adonai had descended upon it in fire. The smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace." The smoke made Aliyah. "The whole mountain quaked greatly." Verse 19, "When the sound of the shofar grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him with a thunderous sound." Now, whether the Lord himself blew it, or he had Michael or Gabriel, his right-hand person, blow it, it really matters little to me. Somebody from up there has a shofar. And when they blow it, the children of Israel quaked and trembled before him, because they knew they were going to be meeting with him. So then Moses said, "What is your response to Adonai? Now that you've had this shofar blast and all of you are trembling." What was the answer? "All the words Adonai will speak, we will do." In scripture, in Psalm 98, get ready. It reads, "With trumpets and the sound of the shofar, blast a sound before the king." Is that accurate? Is that accurate? Okay. Again, if I could show you the word, Behatzerot. "The call shofar, hariu, hariu, lifnei Adonai Elohecha." Okay. I'm sorry. "Lifnei Hamelech Elohecha." So, hariu, behatzerot, means to cry out in great pain. The actual word here, hatzer, okay, in the modern Hebrew, it means a great pain. So what this is referring to is the shout that is made, that it pierces through, because it comes from the innermost being, is what it's referring to. The word hariu, we already met, means to shout in triumph. Lifnei HaMelech Adonai, before the presence, before the face of Adonai. Lifnei means face to face. "Indeed, therefore, we receive and experience a blessing," when you begin to understand a little bit about Yom Teruah, okay, and of the blowing of the shofar. It's a reminder. It's our innermost being. We now become one with the children of Israel in the declaration of Adonai is king. That's why so much about Melech tonight. And there was so much about Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. In fact, the theme of all the music was either Lord of the world, King of humanity. Okay, Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. Avinu Malkeinu again in the traditional sense. King of all glory, we've come to worship you. And finally, the name of today's message, Teruah La Adonai, shout to the Lord, which happens to be absolutely biblical. Here's Psalm 89, verse 15. "Blessed are the people who know," that's Yodea, that means that they know intimately the joyful shout. "They walk in the light of your presence, Adonai." That joyful shout, guess what that is? Hariu, is that word that is used in the coronation of the king, the word that is for tonight. Hariu, shout aloud in joy before your king, Israel. Tonight, which is the actual high holy day, when we actually sound the shofar, it is imperative that you hear it. Not you play it, that you hear it. I want you to know that the word here is a word, the Shema, okay? The infinitive of Shema is Lishmoa. Therefore, okay, the mitzvah in Judaism, the mitzvah is not to play the shofar, but to hear it, to Lishmoa, to get ready to say, done. There you go. You guys are getting it. You don't have to blow it. All you have to do is listen. Listen, and in your heart say, I am going to do it. It's done, Lord. It's done. It's done. Therefore, we will say very shortly, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. I say it every week. Asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu kol voice, lishmoa, to hear and obey, hashofar, the sound of the shofar. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, King of the universe, who sanctified us by your commandments, and you have instructed us to listen to the sound of the shofar. Are you ready? Yeah. Men, then stand with me. This is my son-in-law. I'm really proud of him. He is a first-class brass player. And he has become a first-class shofar player. About 2 years ago, Joe went and spoke to him over there. 2 years ago. And Joe said, I'm done. I am passing the mantle on to you. Joe didn't ask me. He didn't ask Ami. And he did not see it. He just went, because he follows the Lord. Joe Simpkins follows the Lord. He's very quick to do what the Spirit tells him to do. And you did that, Joe. It was prophetic. You're acting as a prophet. And you did like Elijah. You took the mantle that was in you, that has been with you since Ian left, for blowing the shofar in our congregation. And you pass it on to Stephen, who has now taken on that mantle, taken on that burden. And he does it with excellence. Sometimes the pupil, the one that you're teaching, the one that's being raised up, ends up being much higher than the teacher. That's not a reflection. That doesn't mean a bad teacher. That actually means a good teacher. So he's heard you do this for all these years, and he has taken that burden. I want to thank you, Joe, for obeying the Lord 2 years ago. And I never took time to thank you for all the years that you've done this and would continue to do this if called upon. You have been a faithful servant. You have been a faithful right-hand person at this times of year. And you continue to be that, even with your trumpet. Now we can have the trumpet and the shofar together, like the scripture calls for. I'm kind of a little bit emotional. Danny, would you open the ark, please? Just open it. You don't have to stay there. Just open it. At the end tonight, then you can close it. What does it mean to open the ark? Well, I think I read it. Lifnei Adonai. That's the closest we have of him, is that Torah scroll. As something that we can actually physically touch and interact with. So it represents Yeshua. It is the word of God as was penned by the hand of Moses. Vesot HaTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael al pi Adonai beyad Moshe. You revealed yourself in a cloud of glory to your holy people. From the heavens they heard your voice, and you manifested yourself to them in clouds of purity. Causing them to hear your majestic voice and your holy words from flames of fire. Amid thunder and lightning, you revealed yourself to them, and you did shine forth on them as the shofar was sounded. The sound of the shofar grew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and Adonai answered him. So nervous, I didn't even think to put this on. The blessing says, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu v'mitzvotav v'tzivanu v'hit atef v'asitzit. Amen. God ascended with a shout. Adonai with the sound of the shofar. We read this. With trumpets and the sound of the shofar, raised joyful voices before the king, the Lord. Praise Adonai. Hallelujah. Praise Adonai in his sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty expanse. Praise him for his saving deeds. Praise him with string instruments and pipe. All you inhabitants of the world, and in kol simcha, and dwellers of the earth, when a banner is lifted up on the mount, see it. And when the shofar is sounded, hear it. Adonai will be revealed to them, and his arrows will go forth at lightning. Adonai shall sound the shofar. our God and God of our fathers. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Set up the banner to gather our exiles. Lead us with celebration and with everlasting joy to Zion, your city, to Jerusalem, the place of your sanctuary, where we will offer that which is prescribed by your Torah. They shall be reminders to you before your God that I am Adonai your God. Awake, you sleepers, from your slumber, and rouse you from your lethargy. Scrutinize your deeds and repent, return in repentance, and remember your Creator. Let each one of you forsake his evil path and his unworthy purpose and return to God so that he may have mercy upon you. You guys get to say it in Hebrew. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shechecheyanu vekiyemanu. Vehigianu lasman haze. Tekia. Shebari. Tekia. Tekia. Shebari. Aleluya. 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 Come, let us sing for joy to Adonai. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph and joy. As in years past, if anyone needs breakthrough, so don't come if you don't need breakthrough. But if you need breakthrough, I'm not looking. Come to the altar. Come this way. Maybe you need a breakthrough in health. Maybe you need a breakthrough in strongholds. Maybe you need a breakthrough in employment. Maybe you need a breakthrough in gratefulness. Maybe you have a prodigal or a wayward son or daughter. Maybe you have need for a deeper walk. Maybe you need the mikvah, the Holy Spirit. Maybe you're struggling with bad habits or addictions. Whatever it is, if you need breakthrough, come forth. Say with me, come and stand before Adonai. Read it, it's up there. Come and stand before Adonai our Lord, while we sound the shofar and sound aloud before his presence, because he has given us the victory. Shevarim. Teruah. Tekiah. Just as lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. So he has one.
Amen.
And the Satan doesn't know when that is. Maybe it's tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
So T trembles when this is said. The scripture says together, Adonai himself will come down from heaven with a rousing cry, with a call from one of the ruling angels, and with his shofar. And those who died united with Messiah will be the first to rise. Paul said, with the sound of the shofar, here it is, Tekiah Tolah. Yes! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before Adonai, our Maker. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne. Mercy and truth go before him. And on that day, Adonai shall be king over all the earth. And in that day, Adonai shall be one and his name one. With the trumpets and the sound of the shofar, shout before the King Adonai, Tekiah Tolah. Yes! Victory in the Lord! Release! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Amen. We are not dismissing you because we come back tomorrow. So, did we have the Kiddush elements here? Then would you do the honors?